Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, May 18th, 2020. Welcome, Sakito-san. Last week, you told listeners of the risks to another supplementary budget and increased JGB issuance. A second fiscal stimulus package is looking increasingly likely at this point. What should we expect that legislation to include, and how will it impact the BOJ's monetary policy operations and price action in the yen?
Thank you, John. The second budget revision is currently being debated amongst Japanese politicians, and there are expectations that it will include rent and tuition support for students, employment subsidies, and a bigger public-private corporate. The second budget revision will likely be completed by the end of the current session on June 17th. The government will increase issuances of the JGBs starting in July to meet the needs of the first budget revision, 25.6 trillion JPY. Once again, we want to point out that Japanese Treasury discounted bills, TDBs, issuances will likely continue to rise. TDBs do not cover JGBs under the Public Finance Act, but the BOJ noted in its May JGB buying plans that it intends to purchase between 500 JPY billion to 3 trillion JPY in TDBs during this month. Changes in monetary base in March and April shows that the BOJ should be keeping the yield curve low and stable in order to control supply and demand for TDBs and short-term JGBs. The front end of the JGB yield curve generally impacts on US dollar JPY based on a yield spread with the US. There has been talk recently of the US Treasury rates turning negative. We expect the BOJ to buy more short-term JGBs and shadow the pathway for the yield gap with the U.S. to impact the U.S. dollar JPY, continuing to cap any JPY strengthening.
That's interesting. Thank you. On a related note, what have Japanese investors been up to following the first fiscal stimulus package on April 30th? And how has their risk appetite been generally?
Japanese investors have been taking gains in portfolio rebuilding through the Golden Week. Japanese investors net sold 1.1 trillion JPY of overseas securities, excluding short-term bonds, in the week of April 26. That week, they acquired another 5.5 billion JPY of stocks and investment fund holdings, remaining net acquirer for 10th straight week, however small. On the other hand, Japanese investors net sold 1.1 trillion JPY of medium to long-term bonds for a fifth straight week of substantial net selling. Japanese investors have been taking further gains and selling off falling bonds early in fiscal year 20 through the Golden Week holidays. Since then, Japanese investors have net bought 305.1 billion JPY of overseas securities, excluding short-term bonds, 66.1 billion JPY of stocks and investment fund holdings, and 239.1 billion JPY of medium to long-term bonds through the week of May 3rd. Faced with global low yields, Japanese investors have been cutting losses and taking gains with their falling bond portfolios.
Thanks, Sakito-san. What do you expect to see from cross-border flows, and how does that shape your bias for the yen JPY rate and USD JPY basis going forward?
Japanese companies, investors will be busy through mid-May with earnings releases. Investing behaviors may be somewhat muted. We fear that the US dollar JPY basis swaps will remain flat and movement will be neutral. Based on recent securities flows and assuming market liquidity does not pick up markedly given the timing of the earnings releases after the Golden Week, any unwinding of the Japanese investors' currency hedging flows and overseas investors' currency hedging on Japan stocks and medium to long-term bonds could boost the investment appeal of the overseas investors' flows into JPY cash and short-term JGB bonds. These would be likely be arbitraged. U.S. dollar fund supply operations have been effective. So for now, the discount of the U.S. dollar JPY basis swaps is unlikely to increase substantially in our view. However, 3 months, U.S. dollar JPY basis swaps have expanded slightly recently. This is probably due to the unwinding of the currency hedge position as overseas investors have sold off assets. JPY cash fund and basis swap trading has been mixed among foreign investors. So this may be strange, it's true. The reason for this is negative interest rates from the last years with BOJ's quantitative easing. Investing funds have been looking for somewhere else in different directions around the globe. Looking ahead, Japanese investors will likely have to raise any needed US dollar funds in September and at the end of the year quickly and conservatively. The COVID-19 pandemic is not yet over. Conservative US dollar cash funding by Japanese investors will likely widen the discount of the US dollar JPY basis swaps. Under normal conditions in an international financial market, US dollar JPY financing costs do not raise. This is because overseas investors arbitrage. However, the March financial markets told us that one change could lead to trading becoming mixed and extreme like a financial crisis. Near term, the key point to look for will likely be risk appetites amongst the Japanese financial sector. Buying and selling of the overseas securities have been mixed among Japanese investors recently. They have been rebuilding their home bond portfolios after selling and taking gains, and they appear to be solidifying their footing in line with their fiscal year 20 investing and management strategies. Investors have been suffering from shorter opportunities again. Facing with the global low yields, passing time useless is not a good strategy, so they will likely continue to expand exposure to foreign bonds hedged for currency risk, and they will probably be buying the JGB bonds on dips in long debt offer some yield appeal. In terms of supply and demand, while there will likely be yen repatriation flows from overseas assets through the mid of this month, flows from investors taking some currency risk will support US dollar JPY downside. The US dollar JPY spot trading will likely remain within a narrow range 105 to 108, and we expect the JPY rates and the US dollar JPY basis swaps to remain flat with neutral bias.
Excellent analysis as always. Thanks so much for joining us, Sekito-san.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.